There are two primary tasks for religious practitioners concerned with world peace. First, we must promote better interfaith understanding to create a workable degree of unity among all religions, which we can achieve in part by respecting each other's beliefs and by emphasizing our common concern for human well-being. Second, we must bring about a viable consensus on basic spiritual values that touch every human heart. These two steps will enable us to act both individually and in concert to create the spiritual conditions necessary for world peace. Despite systematic attempts to replace spiritual values with political ideology and commercialism, the vast majority of humanity continues to believe in one religion or another. The tenacity of faith, even in the face of repressive political regimes, clearly demonstrates the potency of religion. This spiritual energy is power that can be harnessed to bring about world peace. Religious leaders and humanitarians all over the world have a special role to play in this respect. Whether we will be able to achieve world peace or not, we have no choice but to work toward that goal. If we allow love and compassion to be dominated by anger, we will sacrifice the best part of our human intelligence, wisdom, our ability to decide between right and wrong. Along with selfishness, anger is one of the most serious problems facing the world today. Fourth, each individual has a responsibility to shape institutions. Anger plays a large role in current conflicts, such as those in the Middle East and Asia, as well as those between highly industrialized nations and economically undeveloped nations, and so forth. These conflicts arise from a failure to understand how much we have in common. Answers cannot be found in the development and use of greater military force, nor are they purely political or technological. The problems we face today cannot be blamed upon one person or cause, but are the symptoms of our past negligence. What is required is an emphasis on what we share, which is basically a spiritual approach.